So if you are at this wedding feast that Jesus talks about, this wedding banquet, okay, where would you like to sit? Where would you like to sit? You want to sit in the, raise your hand if you want to sit in the front. And raise your hand if you want to sit in the back. Okay, you guys are very good Catholics because you want to sit in the back, but I mean, does it really matter, like, where you sit? I mean, does sitting in a certain position, does that really make you a more humble person or a more prideful person? You know? Because Jesus says, well, when you go to the party, don't sit at the front. Instead, sit at the back. And you'll be moved up, what? To a higher position. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. But the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Right? But, I mean, for me, that still doesn't really make sense, okay? That still doesn't really make sense. Because will just sitting in the back make you a more humble person? You know, like, I mean, I've sat at the back many places, you know, even at a wedding party. I sit in the back, and they're like, oh, Father, you should sit in the front. I said, no, I'm fine sitting in the back. You know, I want to be humble. You know, I want to sit in the back. They're like, no, you should move up. Come here. You should move up. No, I'm okay. Well, come on. Well, all right. If you insist. Does that make me a more humble person? Or what if you're the first one in line sitting at the back to sit in the front? You're the first one sitting in the back to sit in the front. Does that make you a more humble person? Or somebody said, you know what? This is too much. This is too complicated for me. You know, I mean, I sit in the front, you move me to the back. I sit in the back, you move to the front. Why don't I just sit in the middle? You know, I just sit in the middle. Nobody bothers me. Nobody's going to exalt me nor humble me. Then that's fine. You know? So, obviously, it's not about where you are seated. It's not about where you sit. But it's about having an attitude. An attitude of humility. Right? Doesn't matter where I sit, okay? Rather than worrying about where you are seated, okay? Just the fact that I was invited, that you are invited, is a great honor. It's a great gift in itself. But when you start thinking, well, I merit this, or I did something to deserve this seat in the front or in the back, then it becomes an attitude of pride, right? And have you ever encountered people that seem to know everything? You know what I'm talking about? People who know everything. Maybe it's the person sitting next to you. Maybe it's you. I don't know. You know? But these people that know everything, right? They have an answer to every question, every statement, because they know everything, right? And whenever you ask them, you know, hey, do you need any help? No, I'm fine. I know everything. I don't need your help because I know everything, right? I can do everything by myself, right? Kind of sounds like some of your teenagers, no? You know, the teenagers, or maybe when you were a teenager, because teenagers, they want to be what? Independent. They want to be independent from their parents. So yeah, all I got to do is I just lock my door. That's fine. I can be in my own little room, independent. I don't need your help. You know, I already have the car keys. I can do whatever I want. I don't need your help. I could do everything by myself because I know everything. I'm a grown man now, right? Well, how about us? And how about God? How many of us are like teenagers in our relationship with God? Instead of asking God, we tend to have an answer to everything, you know? And in fact, why do we even need to pray? Why do you need to pray? Why do you need to ask God for help when you can just do it yourself, right? What's the point? And even when we do pray, instead of truly giving honor and glory to God, it goes something like this. You know, you start off a prayer, okay, well, thank you, God. Okay, is there anything wrong with that? That's beautiful. Thank you, God. That's a great way to start a prayer. But thank you, God, for being part of my life to help me achieve my goals. Thank you, God, for helping me be a good person. Thank you, God, for helping me get a good job. Thank you, God, for helping me be rich. All right? So when you say that, God gets like 20% of the credit. And you get like what? Like 80% of the credit, right? That's a prideful attitude that leads us away from prayer, right? It's kind of like when you watch people get awards, any kind of award, any kind of sports award, you know, where you're the MVP of the Super Bowl, or you get an award for being a greatest actor or whatever, you know, and you're like, this award here, you know, I couldn't have done this without these two little people, right? But I deserve it, you know, I'm so great, right? That's a prideful attitude. So then what's the opposite? What's the attitude of humility? St. Therese of Lisieux says, humility. Humility is admitting that without God, we can do nothing, but that within and through Him, everything is possible, right? That without God, we can do nothing, but that within and through Him, everything is possible, right? And the Catechism clearly states, humility is the foundation. Humility is the foundation of all prayer. It's the foundation of all prayer. Only when we humbly acknowledge that we do not know how to pray as we ought, are we ready to receive freely the gift of prayer. Man is a beggar for God. True humility, it comes from being close to the ground without wanting anything in return, without wanting to be important or prove to others how holy you are or how great you are. True humility means being able to recognize all of our gifts, our talents, our richness, all the things that we have accomplished. That all these things, it comes not from us, but from God. And I'll be the first one to tell you, okay, I've been here St. Lucie's for 2 months and 1 day. All right, September 1st, 2 months and 1 day. And some of you have gotten to know me. I have gotten to know some of you, okay? And hopefully you'll get to know me, more of me, and me, more of you, you, more of me, all right? All that. But I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not the most humble guy, okay? I'm not the most humble guy, okay? But I want to share with you an experience of what I would call pure humbleness, okay? And this happened during my priesthood ordination, okay? Any of you guys ever been to ordination ceremony? A guy becomes a priest? Yeah, some of you not, okay? So let me set the setting for you, okay? In a normal mass, like in a Sunday mass, we have the homily, and we recite the creed, I believe in God, da-da. And then we have the general intercessions, right? Let us pray for the church. Let us pray for the sick. Let us pray for this and that, right? At a priesthood ordination, instead of the general intercessions, we have what's called the Litany of the Saints. The Litany of the Saints is when we start asking for the intercession of the saints. You know, we say like, Saint Michael, pray for us, right? This Litany of the Saints. And when the Litany of the Saints is going on, the candidate, the priest candidate, like myself, we are in a prostrated position, which is just flat out like this, on the ground, prostrating. Right? And while I was prostrating, okay, 2.5 years ago, in the Litany of the Saints, when that was going on, okay, a lot of things, it was, you know, racing through my mind. First, the first thing was, what am I doing? What am I doing here? Am I making a big mistake? You know, 8, 9 years of this, and what am I doing here? Am I making the biggest mistake of my life? You know, how stupid am I? You know, but I think I received a true grace, a grace of humility from God at that moment when the Litany of the Saints was going on. Let me tell you, never for once in my life did I question my talents or my ability to be a priest. You know, throughout this 8, 9 year process, I thought I was overqualified. You know, what is this? Oh, I'm not worthy. I'm too worthy. I'm too smart. I'm too spiritual. I'm too nice. I'm too holy. I'm too handsome. This is, you know, the church is blessed to have somebody like me. You kidding me? never for once did I feel that I, the sense of unworthiness to be a priest. If anything, I was too worthy, you know? But let me tell you, while I was lying down, prostrating, the litany of the saints going on, I started to cry. And you know, men, we don't like to cry that much, okay? But I started to cry like a little baby because I realized at that moment, first time in my life, that I was unworthy to be a priest. Who am I? Who am I to have all these saints praying for me? Who am I to have all these people praying for me? Who am I to have all these people that love and care for me? Who am I to deserve God's love? Who am I to have the authority to forgive sins? Who am I to be able to celebrate the Mass? Who am I to be able to serve the church? Who am I to be able to be with all of you? Who am I? Nobody. For once in my life, first time in my life, I was able to realize that all this richness, all these gifts, all these talents, it came not from me. It didn't come from my abilities or from what I have done, but it comes from God. And similarly, for us, who are we? Who are we to be so blessed by God? Who are we to have such wonderful parents, grandparents? Who are we to have such a wonderful wife? Who are we to have such a wonderful husband? Who are we to have such wonderful family members? Who are we to have such wonderful friends? Who are we to have good health? Who are we to have food? Who are we to have shelter? Who are we to be invited to Jesus' Eucharistic banquet? Who are we to deserve His love? Who are we to share in His everlasting life in heaven? Who are we? Nothing. This is what the attitude of humility is all about. And this week, I want you to think about this phrase in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which says, humility is the foundation of all prayer. Humility is the foundation of all prayer. If you are not humble, there is nothing to pray about because you know everything. You don't need God. But if you are humble, you recognize that you do need God in your life. Humility is a foundation of all prayer. I want you to think about this this week. And our pastor, Father Kevin, and I, we want to give you a free gift to you, okay? You see those little tub boxes, okay, out in the back or out in the front? There's this little red book, okay? Do you guys remember last year, this little red book? Okay, it's not a book about like communism or nothing like that, okay? Actually, don't even call it a red book. Call it a burgundy book, all right? Okay. It's a burgundy book, little burgundy book, okay? Your homework is to pray this little burgundy book every day, 6 minutes a day for 5 weeks, okay? And when you open this burgundy book, there's a left side and a right side. On the left side, it has a certain teaching, okay? You read that. And then on the right side, it has a little prayer and meditation, okay? Every day, 6 minutes a day, for how many weeks? 5 weeks, okay? And I want you to do this, not just like read it or like, this is like the Reader's Digest here. Okay, all right, got some stuff. Okay, all right. No. Take this and pray it with an attitude of humility. Pray this with an attitude of humility. Knowing that humility is a foundation of all prayer. Knowing that every good we have comes from Him as a pure gift. That we depend on Him for everything. Humbly admitting that without God, we can do nothing. But that with, in, and through Him, everything is possible.